Samadhi, the preliminary meditation prayer, and then in order that if there's some questions, can be that before the talk.
ลามาตมบอดินเดติจินจะบันตะสงบยังตมบอดะเสสะเจปัญจะวะสะจังตมบอดะบะดังสะโพตัมบันตะวะสะบาจิเตนจินตะจิวันตุยะคะโลจิวาลาบังมินัมเยตมบอดะสงเยสินเจนกะมาจะบอดะโสโตจะโสสะโพสินเจนะโพโสลามาตมบอดินเดติจินจะบันตะสงบยังตมบอดะเสสะเจปัญจะวะสะจังตมบอดะบะดังสะโพตัมบะ ยาวะเจ้าบ้านจะเรียนเจ้าบ้านจูงดูเอกาโลจูงอาลาบังเงินเจ้าต้องบ้านส่งเงินจูงเงินต้องอาตัวบ้านเราทุกเจ้าผู้ที่ผู้ที่เงินเราบ่ลามาต้องบ้านจะเรียนเลยที่เจ้าบ้านเราจูงบ้านยังต้องบ้านตัวเราส่งเงินบ้านจะว่าเสียเจ้าตัวอาตัวบ้านส่งเงินต้องบ้านตัวเราจะบ่ได้เรียนเจ้าบ้านจูงดูเอกาโลจูงอาลาบังเงินเจ้าต้องบ้านส่งเงินจูงเงินต้องอาตัวบ้านเราทุกเจ้าผู้ที่ผู้ที่เงินเราบ่ ကံညာသောကျွန်တော်တို့ဆက်ကြံကြလောက်ကမ္ဘောဒုံဘောနဲ့ငညာကြီးတဲ့အန္တနာဆုံးကြုံတဲ့ခေဘောကျွန်တော်သာသာဘောမ္ဘောကောင်အားသို့သောဘောဝါရှင်ကြောသောစေကျေလုံးပေါ်တော်သာဘာရှင်ရဲ့ဆုံးမှာလာမယ်ဘောကမ္ဘောချင်းညောလာသာဘောသုံးတော်အားဖြင့်တာဝေကြသုံးတော်ဝါကျွန်တော်သာဘောလို့ဒုရံဒုဝါချစ်တော်ဆုံးမှာစဉ်းနေကြခြင်းကျွန်တော်သာဘောလို့
ตาเบียนก็จะตัววิจัยในส่วนเดียวกันที่เราดูดังสุดยอดวิจัยจะเราคะแนนเดียวเราอย่างตัวเราบ้างตอนเราตัวนี้ชินเดียวตั้งบ้านจริงจริงก็เรื่องอะไรนะจะตัวเราสมบัติพวกเราจะเอาสั่ง unwholesomeness, and engage in perfect wholesomeness, and subdue one's mind. And this is the teaching from Buddha. The next, bring our attentions into the reality of our life, that which is in the nature of impermanence death, that which is in the nature of impermanence and death. Bring our attention, our thoughts from our hallucination into the reality of our life. To free our mind from the delusions, to achieve cessation of whole entire sufferings, the cycle of death and rebirth and so forth, and all the causes, karma and delusions. Not only that, to achieve, to cease even the subtle mistakes of the mind, to complete all the realizations, that which is the enlightenment, so that we can cause all the happiness towards all sentient beings, especially to bring them in full enlightenment. Then bring our attention into the reality of ultimate nature of I, as an observer, all the phenomena, the emptiness, the shunyata. that all the caused phenomena such as the our own life, one's own life, this body, including the mind, and the eye, the soul itself, the eye. The possessions, the surrounding people, enemy, friend, relatives. However, all these phenomena, all these caused phenomena, that these things are changing not only day by day, not only minute by minute. Second by second. That these are changing even within seconds, even within each second. They do not last, they decay, they do not last, these caused phenomena do not last, even within each second, they change by cause and conditions, they decay, do not last, due to being under the control of the cause and conditions. They're decaying, that these phenomena are decaying within every second. Even within every second, they do not last. So that these phenomena, their one's own life, the body, the surrounding people, the relatives, what is the sense objects, those sense objects, all these things can be stopped any time. Because of that reason, that these things can be stopped any time. Can be seized any time. So this is the nature of the life. This is the nature of our life. So being aware of this, then our mind doesn't get occupied or possessed or controlled by delusions, and our mind, this way, our mind is free. So it does not become uncontrolled. This way, we have control. This way, one has control over the delusions. disturbing thoughts, emotional mind that harms the oneself, harms other sentient beings. And interfere, and which interferes, which obscures the mind to see the ultimate, to see the ultimate nature of the phenomena, the emptiness, the ultimate truth. And these emotional thoughts, these certain thoughts which interfere, we have realizations of paths to enlightenment, which interfere to transform our mind into paths to enlightenment. So, by practicing mindfulness in this, by realizing this, the nature of our life, the impermanent death, then one is able to overcome or cut immediately the disturbing thought, that is, the emotional thought. Able to control them, able to stop them rising, stop them manifesting out. And then eventually, by exercising remedy path, we are able to seize even the imprint of these negative thoughts. So when we seize completely even the seed of delusions, that which is on our mental continuum, then that is the what is called nirvana, as the sorrowless state, the ultimate liberation from all entire suffering and causes. In other words, from the liberation from the suffering realm, the circling suffering realm, these aggregates. There is called samsara. So, practice mindfulness in this, the result is able to say peace. So the result is that immediately one experiences peace within oneself. Peace from the disturbing thoughts, emotional thoughts, desire and so forth. able to find satisfaction, and not only that, achieve liberation from samsara, not only that, achieve enlightenment, and able to enlighten all sentient beings for that. So now next, we meditate just very short and emptiness, the very nature of the phenomena. think I, subject I, action, object, all the phenomena. All these are what is called such and such, this and that, all these are names. So name has come from the mind. Name does not exist. You know, name doesn't exist from its own side. Name has to come from the mind. Name has to be labeled by the mind. So it's not just labeled by mind, but all these phenomena are merely labeled by the mind. That means so all these phenomena are action objects. All the phenomena, they are merely labeled by the mind relating to the base. Relating to the base. So here maybe I'll specify a little bit on this point, the subject of emptiness. So how everything exists, the way things exist. Of course, everything is the way things exist is merely labeled by the mind. Yes, everything the way that they exist isn't that way, being merely labeled by the mind. But one shouldn't understand, because everything exists being merely labeled by mind, one shouldn't say understand by that reason, you know, then the if your mind merely labeled, then it exists. One shouldn't understand in that way. Even though everything exists the way they exist is being merely labeled by the mind, but that doesn't mean anything your mind is a matter of label, then it comes in existence. It doesn't mean that. So then, if you think that way, then there are many mistakes arises. So. So that you see, all these pages, you know, all these pages are labeled dollars. You know, all this, each one of them, the billions of dollars, each one of them billion dollars. You know, are labeled. So each of these are billion dollars. So I cut newspaper, make small pieces, you know, big piles of newspaper. I cut then, you know, labeled all these. You know, each of them are billions of dollars, you know, each piece is billions of dollars. So just if you, it isn't really labeled by mind, but doesn't mean, you see, here we have to understand that it isn't really labeled by mind, doesn't mean, just because your mind is made of the label doesn't mean it becomes billion dollar. Each, you know, each page, say, become say billion dollar. You see, it doesn't mean that. So for example, so like that, you see. It doesn't become, each piece of paper does not become billion dollar. Does not become dollar. Just because one's mind made of a label. then you see, doesn't it to become president of the country, then to become president doesn't need to vote, you know. Doesn't need to put all this effort. You know, raising fund to get elected, raising fund, you know, spend so much money to get elected. Spend so much money, you see, raising fund, say, to get elected. for president, to become president, you know, to elect, you know, elect presidency. So you just label to yourself president. I'm president of America. You know, just label to yourself I'm president of America, then you would become president. The way things come in existence, it is just only your mind labeling. If it's only after that, if it's only a question of that. So then, you see, whenever you label, when so whenever you wish to become president, your mind is labeled to yourself, I'm American, American president, and you become president. So everybody become president this way. So everyone. There is nobody in America who is not president. Similar that somebody is the illusion, somebody is the magician person, illusion to you. So that happened many times in India. I heard stories that if you make business, with somebody, then that person illusion to you, you see. The person illusion, somebody's a magician. So you thought you got a lot of money from that person. You came back to home, and if you came back to home, and you believed you had all this money in the bag, but after some time when you open, you know, there's nothing there. You know, I'm sure this maybe it's not only in India, but maybe other places also happen too. But this story I heard is in India. So therefore, anyway. Or some, you know, maybe a piece of paper, you see, something like that, so that you don't see money. So now here, even you have the appearance of some, you know, of some money in the place, because your mind is illusioned by the magician person, you know, so many bills, so many, say, dollars or rupees, you know. But you see, but so other people whose mind is not illusion cannot see the money. So that's also one way that it doesn't exist. The other thing is your own mind discover that's not true. Your latter, you know, even you're not covered, even your mind does not discover. Even your mind do not discover that this is not not real during the time, but you see later in your own mind discover that this was an illusion. So therefore, in your own mind, able to prove this didn't exist. What you saw, you see that money you saw didn't exist. So even your own mind discover this, so that is non-existent. So there's everything there. If there's appearance of the money, there's there. Even your mind labels money, there's appearance of the money. You see. So you need more to exist the money. For example, a phenomenon of money. To exist, they need more reasons. You see. So because your mind labels, or you're just having the appearance of money, that's not sufficient. So you need more reasons. How the money exists. Okay. that which is money, you see, and how that exists, you see. So now similar in the dreams, you know, you get one dream, you know, you become king, you know, in the dream you become king, and you see, you have a jewel palace, you know, one had a wedding, and so many people, you know, big celebration, have children, and even dream of having princess or prince, having children, one had dream. So during the dream, there's also appearance, you know, you are the king, you know, living in jewel palace, you know, having all this wealth, as you know, the people, and the wedding, having children, you know, princes, and all this. So there's appearance, and your mind, you see, may labeled there. But that is not enough. That is, you see, to prove that they exist. However, when you wake up, your mind realized that it wasn't true. That wasn't true. It was a hallucination. When you woke up, you're not king. When you woke up, isn't it? Then the jewel palace didn't have it. You didn't have. Say when you woke up, no prince, no princess, or no. that one received, you know, billion zillion of dollars, you know, that one dreamt, you see, that's in the dream, you know, but when woke up, is nothing. One doesn't have that. So therefore, you see, not enough the way things exist, not enough being made a level of our mind, but it should have valid base. So this, so this one cannot receive the label car. You know, this one cannot receive the label car. this one can receive the label bell, but not car. You know, not car or airplane. So anyway, so for example, this cannot receive label car, aeroplane, you see. This can receive label bell. You see, because of the valid base function what it does. So it can receive the label bell, not aeroplane or not car, you see. So not enough being made level by mind, it should have valid grace. So see, So anyway, yeah. So one thing is, if one thing is a valid base, the other thing is you should not receive harm from the valid mind. You should not receive harm from a valid mind. So this, yeah. So, yeah. So this, so for example, the phenomenon, this is bell, you see. So if the bell, the merely labeled by mind, cannot exist, it should have valid base, not just any base, but that particular one, that is the function, you see, ringing, you know, bell. So that's one thing. The other thing is that you see, you should not receive harm, this bell existing, you should not receive harm from other valid mind. You see. And valid mind, and affected mind. Mind who is not illusioned, who is not affected by drugs, you know, by mantras, by, you know, by CD or the by say, drugs, you know, the material substances, you know, illusion the mind. By disease, you know, illusional mind, not like that. So those mind illusions, you see, then you see, they cannot see, they cannot discover that illusional mind can see things in the wrong way. So you see, so valid mind, say, undetected mind, true mind, you see, the mind which can discover the object, the bell, you see. So valid mind and defective mind. So this bell is existing, the bell which is merely labeled by mind, you know, it has valid base, then not receiving harm by others, from others' valid mind. You see, true mind or valid mind, that which is not that was undetected, unmistaken, you know, mind, you see, undetected mind. not receiving harm. The undetected mind is the unmistaken mind. Of others, if they discover that this is not bell, then it's receiving harm. So you see, if it receives harm from others in a valid mind and a mystic mind, that this is not bell, then you see that that. Not one, the other one is, you know, Buddhist, you know, fully enlightened beings, the mind which is, see, no mistakes, no hallucinations, no mistakes at all, complete purified, you see, complete pure mind, free from mistakes, hallucinations, you know. fully enlightened being mind, that which is omniscient, you see. Whatever exists, phenomena, that mind sees. That mind covers whole existence, the whole phenomena. So, in other words, that mind, you see, doesn't receive. One can be said, not receive harm from it, that mind, omniscient mind. If you receive harm from omniscient mind, means omniscient mind doesn't, if the omniscient mind doesn't see this bell, that means this bell doesn't exist. You see, it means it just doesn't exist. So you can say, not receive harm from others' valid mind or the omniscient mind. That's one. That's second reason. The third reason is that you see, not receiving harm. This bell, you see, this bell merely of the mind. You know, this bell existing. So, this bell which made level by mind. So if this receives harm from the wisdom, see, realizing emptiness, ultimate nature. So if that wisdom, see, if this receives harm from the wisdom, this bell, see, you know, merely imprinted by the mind, if it receives harm from the wisdom realizing emptiness, the ultimate nature, then that means, so that means, that means that this bell doesn't exist. you see, for example, like this, like this. Relating to this, you know, valid base, relating to this base, you know, this phenomena with the function, you know, to ring, you see. the shape like this, the function to ring. Now, relating to this in the mind, you see, make up the label bell. Mind make up the label in our mind. After our mind make up the label bell, or is it merely impute bell? So this the bell what exists is this one. The bell which exists is this one. The real bell which exists is this one. And the real bell which we use is this one. Which we can use is this one. What is merely labeled by the mind relating to this base. Now, what doesn't exist is the bell which doesn't exist. Is there? You see, relating to this phenomena, this material, you know, which is functioning to ring, you know, it's certain shape and to ring, you see, and our mind merely imputed, just made up the idea, name, you know. Say labeled bell. So now something more than that. You see, than that bell which appears to you something extra than that. Something with extra than that, you see. Bell with a thing. Bell what we think, what we believe, what appears to us, what we believe. You see, something more than what is merely labeled by the mind. You see, so something extra, you know. something slight beyond from that. That is even the little, very little. You see, beyond from that. You know, beyond from what is merely labeled by mind. So then, you see, that which is existing from its own side. There's something from the side of object. Before when you concentrate, when you analyze, merely labeled by mind, there's nothing there. You see nothing there from its own side. When you concentrate into the meaning merely labeled by mind, you know, when you really think that meaning, you see, analyze, when you really concentrate the meaning, there's nothing there, you see nothing existing from there. You see nothing existing from there. Only existing from your mind. You know, only existing from your mind. You see, from your mind. You see, there's nothing there. You see nothing existing from there. You see? So, yeah, so there is me, yeah. So the way the bell appears, the way we believe bell, you see, just slight, you see, gone, see, just even slight, beyond, from the reality, from the way it exists, that which is merely labeled by mind. Starting from there, all the rest appearance is a hallucination. It's a total hallucination. The way it appears, the way we believe, something little, something slight beyond from that. Something slight beyond from what is merely labeled by the mind. That's the biggest hallucination. The biggest suffering in our life, say, of sentient beings. What makes us continuously samsara and die and reborn, you know, go through all the problems again, without beginning. Time without beginning, the continuation of the circle in the samsara, you know, experiencing suffering, you know, there's no beginning. There's no beginning, say. No beginning, so far did not end. That is because so far did not stop. it's because we did not realize this. We didn't realize emptiness ultimately to that how, you see, how things are empty, you know, existing in a mere name, you see, this, how everything are empty and existing in a mere name. So this, we did not discover this reality. And you see, he didn't develop this wisdom and cut the, you know, root of all the, all the delusion and karma, all the true cause of suffering, delusion, karma, untrue suffering, all the, the suffering of samsara, you see. So it didn't get to cut, you know, eliminate, because didn't get to cut the very root of all this, the ignorance, unknowing mind. Because, you know, because we, our mind continuously following, our mind had been, we have been creating ignorance all the time, you know, with not having realized emptiness, not meditating in emptiness, ultimate nature, not meditating, not practicing mindfulness, not having realized. So we create ignorance. We create the root of samsara, root of all the sufferings and delusion, karma, the ignorance. We've been creating all the time. We're making our mind ignorant all the time. So, how, for example, relating here, so you see, what bell is that? What is the bell? It's nothing else except what is merely labeled by mind. but you see, there's so much negative imprint left in our mind by the past ignorance, the concept of inherent existence. Concept, you see, the simultaneous born concept, you know, the concept of inherent existence, the Even things, the way they exist is being made a little by mind, but holding on them, you know, apprehending them as they exist from their own side, not merely labeled by the mind, as they exist from their own side, you know. So, for example, here, what is the bell is what is merely labeled by mind, but you see, due to the negative imprint left on our mental kingdom by the past ignorance, concept of inherent existence, believing, apprehending things exist, phenomena exist from their own side. So much immediate imprint left on the mind, you know, from past. So the negative imprint, you see, as soon as our mind, you know, made up the label bell, a merely imputed bell, then as soon as we did that, then this negative imprint left in our mental kingdom projects, you know, the I normally mention and use this example that the negative feeling, you know, with the substances, then negative feeling projects a figure on the paper for the photo, you know, picture photo. So negative role with the say whatever the substances what they use, but then it projects on the paper and becomes the photo, you see. So all the negative feeling, the role of the negative feeling, by putting into the machine with the, you know, the electricity light, so then it projects on the screen, movie screen or TV screen, you see. it projects there. So like that, these negative imprints, so much left from past, what is it? As soon as the mind made a label, these negative imprints put projection, which is the hallucination, the existing from a samsara. You see, that they exist from a samsara. This hallucination is decorated there. You see, as soon as your mind merely labeled, you know, bell, whatever it is, this eye, this is, you see, then this negative imprint. So also, we are not, also, our mind labeled, merely imputed, but then we forgot, not aware. You see, that's also one thing. And the thing is, so this negative imprint left by the past concept of inherent existence, so this project the hallucination, in appearance, the inherently existent appearance, you see. The bell exists from its own side. There's a real bell from there, you know, from there, from the object side. Not bell from your mind, but bell from object side. So you see, totally wrong idea. Totally wrong vision, you know. So you see, projected there. So, and then, not only that, that's the first thing. So maybe three things. as evolution, you know, mind merely labeled. To start, you know, first thing. Then the negative imprint projected the hallucination. You see the appearance of inherent existence. Then third, you see we let our mind to believe that this is 100% true. That this is 100% true. So we let our mind to hold on to this. Hold on. You know, grasp or hold on to this. you see. Believing that this is 100%, that this is 100% true. So this thought, you see, we let our mind to believe this is true, that this real bell from there is true. This is reality. This is a reality, you know, 100% true. So this is ignorance. So this is, you see. So that time we met our mind ignorant. You see, ignorant. Unknowing, you see. Ignorant because we met our mind unknowing the what bare nature of the bell. You see. unknowing the very nature of the bell, that which totally empty from its own side. And what exists is what is merely labeled by the mind. The bell which is totally empty from its own side and exists in my name. You see. So, unknowing this. So that's how we make. So this is one example how we make our mind ignorant. Ignorant. You see. So like this, with all the rest of the phenomena, starting with the eye, you know, yourself, eye, how you think of your eye. Now, exactly as the bells, you know, it's totally wrong, totally, see, the view is totally hallucination, and the belief is totally wrong belief. You know, they what one is holding on to totally wrong, you see, belief. So, starting with the subject I, so in 24 hours, there you see, so all the rest of the phenomena, so, so like this, so here in regard to form, the, you know, object of the senses, I, sense of I, form, so there's so many forms, so, but that's just here, here, the light, and this, the prayer flex, this prayer flex, so anyway, so, the bright color, prayer flex, anyway, so the, so many different types of forms, flowers, bars, just from myself, you know, on the table. Anyway, so the, yeah, bars, text, and then, anyway, just so many, so so many forms, you know, the billions and billions of object of the sense of the eye, you know, you see, for example, here in the house, so everything, wherever we look, whichever form we look at, so exactly like that I described, the bell, you know, everything is there. We don't see the net, we don't, so, see, we don't see the net, we don't see the, see the very nature of, you see, like we don't see the bell which exists, what is merely labeled by the mind, and which is empty from us, which is totally empty from the society. If we don't see that, even though that, by analyzing logically, scientifically, you know, logic, by analyzing, by using reasons, logical reasons, you know, you can see the how you can see how the way how the bell exists, you know. But we don't see that way. So now, like this, what we see the bell is totally something else. So like this, all the rest of the phenomena, the form, for example, yeah. So when you go in supermarket or department stores, store shops, you know, where there are billions of in one section, you know, there are billions of objects, so many, so everything like that, everything. We don't actually see the nature, see, the way they exist, as things are, or the way they exist, we don't see them. We see totally something else, a totally different world, totally another world, see, the actual world that which exists, actual nature which exists, we don't see, but what we see is something totally something else, which doesn't exist, which is not there, which is not in the shop, which is not in the department store, which is not there, which is not there. In reality, so yeah. So like this. So now, see, all the forms, you see, so there's a hallucination covered on all the media labeled phenomena in your mind. So for example, in the store, in department store, something, you see, so your mind, it, you know, label this, you know. However, there's a total hallucination, you know, covered the whole phenomena that which are made labeled by the mind. There's total hallucination, covered the whole thing. You see, the that which is inherently existent. You know, things not merely labeled by mind, things existing from their own side, you see, which is totally non-existent, hallucination, totally non-existent. So this hallucination covers the whole, you see, object of form, that which exists in my name. So now, Sam, Sam with sound. But that's just this is what we're talking about, sense form, which is object of sense of the eye. You see, this is not everything. This is not everything. So now this. All the objects of sense of ears, all the sounds. So that which again sound which exists and mere name, nothing exists from its own side. But again we put all this hallucination, you know. Every sound that we hear, we put all this hallucination inherent to existence. With that which doesn't exist. You know. Which doesn't exist at all. then object of the sense of nose, sense of tongue, sense of the body, all the rest of the objects of the senses. Everything the way exists is the main name, in the main name, merely labeled by mind, relating to the base, the valid base. but all these objects, nothing, you know, nothing appear to us in that way, and we don't see. So we yeah. So us who haven't realized emptiness, you know, who was there. So yeah, not having, you know, not having developed this wisdom, and then you see, so could not see that, could not see the objects of senses in their nature. The way they exist, we don't see that way. So again, covered all those merely labeled objects of senses. We covered all this. Again, our mind covered all these hallucinations, total hallucination. And this, then we believe it's true. But so, you know, all this something real from there. You know, we let our mind. We allow our mind to hold on, to hold on to the accept is the truth. So then we make 24 hours. We make so much ignorance. We make our mind ignorant. It is constantly like that. As we do not practice meditation, you know, mindfulness. You see, in emptiness or dependent arising, how things are dependent arising, or mindfulness, recognize mindfulness on the hallucination. You see, mindfulness over the hallucination, as you know, that there are hallucinations. Mindfulness on the hallucination, that there are hallucinations. So, for example, when you have dream, practice mindfulness that this is dream. Like, practice mindfulness that this is dream. So similar in the daytime, you see, all these hallucinations, practice mindfulness, mindfulness, you see, that is a hallucination. That is a hallucination. That which are hallucination. See, this, we're not meditating hallucination on something which exists. We're maintaining hallucination that which is hallucination. So that as a result, what comes and what understanding comes in your heart is emptiness. Emptiness, the real nature of the I, as an object. So this way we don't create our mind constantly ignorant, and which becomes the basis for the delusions, and attaching all the rest of unnecessary thoughts, delusions, emotional thoughts, unnecessary, that which is no benefit or only harm. So, the karma, the action motivated by them, which become cause of samsara, the suffering realm, all the sufferings. then same, also the mind itself. Even the perceiver, the mind, it is a phenomena. What is the mind? So the mind is a phenomena which is not body, which is not substantial, which has no form, which is not substantial, which has no color, no shape. No color, no shape. The objects can be reflected there. The objects can be reflected to the mirror. can appear clear in the mirror. Similar. This phenomena, which is not is a form, no color, no shapes. But objects can be appeared to that. You know, objects can be appeared to that, that it can perceive the object. The mirror, it is not disturbed by the, obscured by the dust. So then, it can give clear reflection of the object. The reflection of the object appear there. So then the mind is not obstructed by the substances, by form, so it can objects able to say appear to that mind. That mind can perceive objects. That phenomena, that objects appear to that phenomena, that phenomena can perceive object. So that is the base. That is the base. And then that is the base. Relating to that phenomena, then one's mind make up the label, you know, one's own thought make up the label, you know, mind. One's own thought make up the label, mind. One's own thought merely impute mind. So this is how the mind exists. Mind exists in the mere name. What's called mind is merely labeled by the thought. It's just name. The name, what's called mind is name, labeled, merely labeled by a thought. It's just like, you know, whatever your name is. For some, my name is Sopa. What is it? Labeled by my abbot with his name, with his mind, not with his name. with his name, the Tupten is his name. Tupten Sopa. So Tupten is my abbot. His name begins with Tupten. So that's how traditional. That tradition. When you give ordination, you know, then abbot, you give the name to others beginning with a similar name. The tradition. However, anyway, so with his mind, you see, labeled Sopa, you know. So then, whatever your name is, you know, you think that, labeled by, you know, parents, whether the name is given by yourself or by parents, your name, you see. So, just like that, exactly the same, what's called mind is also name. You know, we think there's a real mind. We think there's a real mind. From a real mind, you see, existing from there. We believe that we have this appearance and we believe in that way 100% without doubt. But actually, by analyzing, so what's called mind is just like your name given by your parents, that made up by your parents' mind. So here, merely labeled by your own thought. So what's your mind is immediately labeled by your thought relating to this base, this phenomena which is not form, no color, no shape, which nature is a clear perceiving object, which nature is clear, that has potential to perceive object. So that is the base. And that is the base, mind is the label. The two things, two phenomena, they're not one, they're not separate, but they're different. Those two phenomena are different. But this is what we have to realize, what we have to meditate and discover. We have to realize. It liberates us from hallucination, from root of sufferings. And that's how we start to achieve, by discovering this, this is how to start to go about to achieving liberation, from all the sufferings. So what I was trying to tell you before, you see, I started, how everything is being mere level by mind. So I was trying to clarify that doesn't mean, shouldn't think by mere labeling things can exist. Not just that. So that's why try to explain the three reasons, you see, to think to exist, you need having valid base, not receiving harm from valid mind, others valid mind, and not receiving harm from wisdom realizing emptiness. This one I didn't clarify before. So you see now, I was trying to explain that, but then it went, So you see. Sorry, I can go back to the bell. So you see, as I mentioned before, you see, bell will appear to as a bell, the way we our mind believe, and the way it appears to us, which is even slight beyond, which slight beyond from the border of existing, that how the bell exists, you see, which is in mere name, being made a label by mind. starting from that, you see, that which is slight beyond, a little extra than what is existing as a name or being made a label by mind. from there, then all the, you see, then this is very subtle hallucination, what is called object to be reputed in the philosophical teachings, what's called object to be reputed. So there are four schools of Buddhist philosophers, the I don't know the Sanskrit names, Chitameva Dudeva, then Samsamba, the mind on the school, then Rangyu, the fourth one is the middle way, middle way school. So within that, there are two schools, Rangyupa, Svatantra, and Tanjiruva, Prasangika. And so what I'm describing now is specific, some little extra than, you see, what is merely labeled by the mind. You know, something which is little extra, you see, that which is slight beyond from what is merely labeled by the mind. So now this, you know, appearing to us with which we believe. Now this is the subtle, the similar subtle object to be reputed, according to the Matase middle way school, which is true, the second one, Prasangika school. The extremely subtle one. So now, in order to achieve liberation from the whole entire suffering causes in yourself, you know, you need to cut, eliminate the very root of this ignorance. So that ignorance, see, now that ignorance, describing the specific nature of ignorance, the specific ignorance, you see, is like this. So that's not the, you know, that concept, believing the bells in that way, that's not a root of samsara. It's not the root of samsara, root of all the sufferings. what is normally mentioned in the text is that, so like I described the bell, you see, similar with the eye, you know, the where it appears, the way the eye appears, where one believes, is something slight, say, extra than what's immediately labeled by the mind, than the way that I exist, you see. You know, that which is slight beyond, you know, from the, how the I exists, you know, that which is immediately labeled by the mind. So, so, so when we let our mind to believe that one is 100% true, when we let our mind hold on to that this is 100% true, then that time, this very particular ignorance, this is the root of all the delusion, karma, all the sufferings. This specific one. Even the ignorance is kind of, when we analyze, it's a very subtle one, you know. It's a very subtle one. Not just any type of ignorance. The very root of all the delusion, karma, all the sufferings. It's not just any type of ignorance, but this very specific that very particular one, the ignorance. So, you see, then on top of this, we have other, then you see, we have ignorance according point of view of the first school, say, middle way school, Rangjuba, Sawatantra, you know. We have hallucination, objective review, according point of view of that. We have hallucination on the eye, according point of view of that. So, anyway, since I mentioned this, so you see, anyway, it's just to give an idea, so to meditate, you see, you know, just to, for awareness, it might help. That, you see, how our mind is so trapped, how our mind, our life, so trapped in so many hallucinations, so many different types of hallucinations. So it might help that just some. So you see, So the eye, that is I, that I totally exist from its own side. So that, which is much more gross, which is much more gross hallucination than the previous one. So there's this hallucination, you see, on the middle of the eye. Then the hallucination, you see, see, according to the, say, mind on the school, that this, say, that the eye totally exists from its own side. Without depending on the imprint, without depending on the mind, you know, without depending on the creator, the mind, I put this way, without depending on the creator, the mind, you know, I totally exist from from there, without depending on the mind, the creator. However, this school believes seventh or eighth consciousness, usually sixth consciousness, but this school believes seventh or eighth consciousness. So the seventh consciousness, which is called the base of all, the samsara nirvana, you see. Without depending on, so I totally exist in from the society, without depending on, you see, the imprint left on the seventh consciousness, you know, experience not. Then this, that this I is self-entity. While it's impermanent, so in Hindu, religion says that the I is as the force of Atma, or in the I is permanent, you know. Self is a permanent, as it believes. So here in Buddhism, the nature of the self is impermanent. Impermanent. So that's a very, a big discussion negated, you see, in the Buddhist philosophical teachings, how this is not permanent. However, the self, while it is impermanent, you know, impermanent nature, became changing within every second by past conditions, you know, but appearing to us as permanent. You see, so if you look at right now, you know, if you look at our own eye right now, so it appears permanent. It doesn't appear as impermanent, even though that is the nature of the soul. Then, while it is while the eye while the eye depend on path, the aggregates believing, appearing and believing that I exist alone, without depending on path. Then, even though the I is dependent on cause and conditions, but appearing and believing that I exist, you know, with its own freedom, without being a cause and conditions. So that so we have those very gross hallucinations on the eye. So that's the first school, the very first school, say particularly Nema Puriteva. Nema Puriteva, this particular, there are about 18 schools. The first one, and there have been 18 schools, so particularly the Nema Puriteva. So, according to their point of view of the, you see, as a hallucination, object with the future or hallucination, you know. The one has hallucinations that eye, or that we have on the eye, on the middle level eye. then the eye, even though the eye exists, depend on group of the aggregates and the continuation of the aggregates. I exist by dependent on group of the aggregates and the continuation of the aggregates, but appearing to us the I as, you know, self-entity, the existing without dependent on the group of the aggregates and the continuation of the aggregates. So so this the law, those sort of law school. So like that. So there's so many, you see. So the reason say why the it is mentioned why the fourth school happened, fourth school of Buddhist philosophers. Why? It's because it happened due to the different way of say, explaining about the I, explanation of the I, the self, you see. So due to different explanation of what is I, from the fourth school of Buddhist philosopher, it happens. So sentient beings have different level of mind, and that everyone doesn't have a karma to realize the truth, to accept, to be able to accept the, for example, the, even though the main one, the actual one, the main, even though in the reality, you know, emptiness is just one. There's not many emptiness. there's not so many different shapes or different colors of emptiness. So what is that? That's not quite right. Anyway, what I'm saying is there's no variety of emptiness. In reality, the emptiness is just one. That is it. And that which cut the root of all the suffering, the ignorance, you see, which cut that, you know, which directly cut that, the emptiness is just one. that is the Pasangika, the Madhyamaka school, which are two. The second one, Pasangika school, view, emptiness. That is the main one. That is the unmistaken one, the purest. So reality, only that emptiness, which can say, by realizing that, you know, wisdom realizing that, only that cut the root of samsara, root of all the suffering, the ignorance. And the ignorance is just one particular one. That specific one that I stand before in the beginning. So everybody don't have the karma to accept this, or to realize this, to understand this. So therefore, same thing brings a different level of mind. So therefore, those other philosophies. it happened to gradually to bring to guide in the mind gradually, you know, to the to be able to say reach this point, this level, you know, to realize person gives view emptiness. So gradually, you know, so by presenting lower, say, very gross view, very gross explanation of, you know, emptiness, and then those other previous other schools, you know, then gradually bring the actual one, the present school. So then, whatever these four schools happened, however, so each of these schools is said to be able to realize the percentages, you know, school view, to realize that. So previous ones become state. They benefit, to be able to understand them more and more clear, this percentages school view, you see, to realize this. So everything, all previous ones, even though they are contradictory, different, but they become, method. They become those. So understanding, learning, meditating towards different, you know, schools, previous schools' views, that become means to clearly understand present day school, this very subtle one. I just mentioned two techniques to maintain on emptiness. Then I stop there. anyway, so quite a bit of time went on this subject. So anyway, I thought maybe so if one is interested to meditate, to practice meditation, some simple techniques, but they can be very helpful. They can be, can be like, dynamic, or say, can be very helpful. So one meditation technique is that that about which I normally mention in the courses. And we also do extra walking meditation. Extra walking meditation, you see, maintaining on the emptiness, back to the mindfulness, which becomes extremely profound than just watching, than just watching that I'm walking, you know, Well, similar one can use. I said that while one is stealing, you know, while you are stealing, you can be also mindful. Say, you know, that while you have to practice mindfulness. You know, I'm walking, so you can do also when you're stealing, when you go to Bangalore or something. Anyway, when you steal, you need a lot of mindfulness. You need a lot of mindfulness, right time, and how to do, you know, everything exact. Otherwise, you make mistakes, and then you don't succeed. So there also you need a lot of mindfulness. Mindfulness, how to steal. If mindfulness, you know, if you're just watching what you're doing, you know, but not watching the motivation, you see, the You see, if it's not watching the mind, and if it's negative motivation, then to change, then apply the meditation like medicine, you know, remedy, you see, to the harmful thoughts, the delusions, or in other words, harmful, another way of putting it, the harmful thoughts, thoughts that which are harmful to you and others. So to eradicate that and to make the mind healthy, to make your mind healthy, the attitude in a healthy, beneficial, you see, as it's mentioned that verse and that stanza, you see, as Buddha mentioned. So then make your mind virtue, motivation virtue, so that your actions become virtue, cause for happiness. So this way, one is not wasting one's own life, as in not making the life in a meaningful this way. at least not harm. I say, at least not harm for others. At least not harm to yourself. anyway, so so. For example, while one is sitting or while one is walking, while you are sitting or while one is walking, whatever, the first question to oneself, and then question to oneself, what I'm doing, and then this is your mind gives the answer, I'm sitting or I'm walking or I'm eating, whatever, you see. or I'm cooking, you know, I'm talking, so whatever, whatever you're doing, action you're doing, so while you're doing those activities, if you to meditate on emptiness, you see, one example of how one to meditate on emptiness, you know, while one is doing those activities. So first one asks question, then once one mind gives answer, I'm doing this and that. Then then you question back, why I say I'm doing this? Why I say I'm sitting? Why I say I'm walking? Why I say this? Then if you analyze, you look for a reason, you know. You see, the reason is nothing. There's no other reason. So better go to bed. I'm joking. Anyway, I'm joking. there's no other reason to say this, except the body, the aggregate body is sitting. That's all. Why I say I'm sitting? There's no other reason. Except the aggregate body, the base to be labeled, I see, the aggregate, the body is sitting. That's all. Just because of that, it is believed I'm sitting. Your mind is believed I'm sitting. Labeled, believed I'm sitting. then that time, after you put that reason, then check. You see, how does that time, that moment, how does the I appear to you? How does the I appear to you? Was it any change or same as before? So usually there's definite change in that time, that moment. You see, suddenly there's change. Your view of the I, you see, not the one before, the old one, you know, a real I there, you know, in your body appearing from there. Real I appearing from there, you know. So suddenly, it's not suddenly after you put this reason, that I which you have been believing all the time in this body is not there. Suddenly it becomes non-existent. And that is the truth. That's not false. That's the truth. The other one is the false. When we do not meditate, do not analyze that time I which appears to us and which we believe, that's the false, you know, on this aggregate or in this body. There's the I. That's the false. So suddenly, that I that you believed before, that appeared to you before, so that in the philosophical text, it's called inherently in the I, or I existing by nature. But in the Western terms, in the psychological terms, so that is called psychological terms, the emotional I. putting the Western term, that is normally used, psychological terms, yeah, emotional I. So the emotional I, that is the one. So the I which we believe in, the I which sense, which we believe there's an I in this body, or on there's an I on this, I guess, that is emotional I. That's emotional I. So that emotional I is totally non-existent. The emotional I, that is what we have to discover. It's just empty. That's what we have to discover. It's totally non-existent. Total non-existent is totally empty. So if we ever realize that, then see, total non-existent, you know, not slightest, you know, even atom, see, of that. Like as if. The I is totally, as if yourself is totally non-existent like that. As if. Then that time, then you entered in the middle. Then that time you entered in the middle way. Madhyamika or the middle way. You say. Then say. So that is the start. When you realize in this, then that is the start. See, then that is the start. That time, you have full conviction, or you have full, you found definite understanding. That time, then you found definite faith, the definite understanding. I put it, definite understanding that you can achieve liberation. And so at that time, then you find definite understanding that you can achieve liberation. You can cease all the sufferings and causes. Then you see, you stay in that state, you know, so keep the mind in that state, you see, that discovery, you know. You see, absence of that emotional I, and the emptiness of that, you see. Then when your mind is distracted, then again, you put a question, you know, what I'm doing, and you see, you give answer. So why I said this? There's no other reason at all except, you know, yeah. So if it's, you know, if the answer is that I'm meditating, you know, why is that I'm meditating? There's not a reason at all except the base, the aggregates, the mind. You see, transforming into virtue, or you see, that's what means meditation, the real meditation, you know. Transforming the path, you know, maintaining on the path. That's it. The mind is doing this. That's it. There's no other reason. then see what happens. You see the I. What I said that happens to I. You know, any change happens to us. So that. So this. So then this way, doing this again. This helps to see more clear the false eye, the eye which doesn't exist, the emotional eye, to see more clear, and also, yeah, more you see that clear, the false eye which doesn't exist, you know, then, yeah. So more you see that clear, more you recognize, then you see the, you know, how to say, the emptiness, you get the idea of emptiness more clear, you know, so like that. The other one is this. This, yeah, also that I introduced one example to introduce emptiness, to get out of emptiness, to get out of a false view. So, you go back to your childhood time, and before you learn ABC, time before learning ABC, time before learning ABCD, you know, time before knowing ABCD, the kindergarten time or this, child time before knowing ABCD. So, so you visualize, you see, you think. So the teacher, school teacher, you know, draw on the blackboard or whatever, you know, those lines, you see, for example, draws, you see, line like this, you know, draws line like that, you see, like that. So, you see, you the child, have no knowledge of what is that, you know. You the child have no knowledge, you see, what is that. So, have no knowledge of that, what is that. So, just teacher draw the line like this, you know. So, that time, that time, you the child doesn't have appearance that this is A. You don't have appearance that this is A, even though you are seeing this line on the blackboard. But you don't have the appearance that this is A. And you don't see, first you don't see that this is A. You don't see that this is A. You see there's a line like this, but you don't see that this is A. And that is because you don't have appearance that this is A. That is because your mind hasn't labeled this A and believed in that. Your mind hasn't labeled that this A. You see? And believe in that. Level is not enough. Believe, you see, you need to believe. But it should be checked, you know. In order to appearance, you see, not a level is not enough. You need to believe in, you need to believe in your label. So you haven't, your mind hasn't labeled and believe in that. This is the A, you see. So now, the next, when the teacher introduced to you to this A, you see, you follow the teacher instruction, then your mind first make this clear. What do I mention first? Make sure this is this understanding. So teacher then tell you that this introduce you that this A. Then you follow the teacher. In your mind, relating to that base. You see that this design, this drawing, you know, this line, this design, you know, there. then your mind make up the label A, which means your mind merely impute. Reason because of that design, then your mind merely impute A. And believe in this. So after this, then you have appearance of A, that this is A. You see, you the child, if it has appearance that this is A. You have appearance that this is A, you see. After this, then you see that this is A. After all this, then you see that this is A. You see. So now, what should be the point what I'm trying to clarify, or to, you know, is it for you to understand? To understand the point is. The point to understand, the conclusion is that so you see now here what you are seeing first, you are seeing the at first you, you see. So now this design is the base. What this design is the base. See, what makes your mind to decide the particular label A? What makes your mind to decide the particular label A? So now, that is not any other design, you know, this one, you know, another design. It's this one. You see? This one, what you see there. So, so this design, see, what makes your mind to choose the particular label A is by seeing this particular design. So that is the reason, that is the base. to be labeled A. So the A is the label, that is the base. That design is the base. So now here you can see the base, this design is the base, and the label A is different. You see, so this is the point what I'm trying to bring. You see, to understand. So this design, the base, and A is the label. So now here you can see these two are different phenomena, two different phenomena. They're not just one. They're not one. It appears as one. without analyzing for our mind, it appears as if the one as the A is on the top of the base. As A is on the top of the on the top of the base, on this, as if the A is on top of this, you know, design base. It looks like that. See. When you do not analyze, it appears like that. You see. You see. It appears like that. As if the A is on that design. As if the label A is on that design, on that base. You see, looks like that. When we do not analyze, this is what happens. This perception, this appearance happens. So anyway, so you understand before. You see, so this is the base, this design, and the A is the label. Okay? So now here, what I should concentrate the conclusion. So you see, before one's own mind make up the label A, you see the base, you see the design first, this particular design first, then that causes you to label A. That causes you to label A. So now here it's very clear, that is not, so that one is not A. That one is not A. It's very clear, that one not A. If that one is A, then you should see from very beginning, as soon as you see the design, you should see A at the same second. You see, at the same second when you see this design, you should see A at the same time, you know. You see, that doesn't happen. That with any phenomena that we see, it never happened that way. First we see the base, then we give the label. After we create the label with our mind. We see after first in the base. You know, that specific base. This pillar, you know. So this specific base which can lift up the whole things, the support things, the particular function, the phenomena which is this particular function. By seeing this first, that causes you to choose this particular label pillar. So you see this phenomena first, then you make up the label second. You make the label second time, then you make the label. Then you see, after that, after your mind made the label pillar, then you see pillar. You don't see pillar from the very beginning. As soon as you see this, you know, without mind labeling, you don't see pillar. You see. So you see the A later. So that means they're not one. See, that means that one is not A. That is the base to be labeled A. So, okay. So the point is to understand those two are different. And then also, this is one reason. Second reason is now you look for A. So this design, you see, where is A? So this design, you see, where is A? You look here, this line. You can't find A on this line. You can't find A on this line. You can't find A on this line. Even though all these design three lines together, put like set up like this, even that's not A. Because that is the base. To be labeled by seeing that, then you label A afterwards. So even that is not, even that all three lines together is not A. So this gives some idea, you see. what is the base, what is the label, to differentiate. Then from there, then we get some idea of false view, some idea of recognition, the recognition of false view, you see, to be had. You see, nowhere you can find it there. You know. This is just your own thoughts just made up. Okay, you see. It's almost you might say A is in your mind. That's not correct. That's not correct. But A is in your mind. You know. You see, what you see is in your mind. It's like many people saying this way, but it's not correct. That's not correct. Not exactly like that. But it's like that. It's almost like look like that. Right? It's like in your mind. Not there. It's just in your mind. Look like that. So like as I mentioned to Bill, sorry, Bill, okay, the strong Bill, anybody. So as I mentioned yesterday, so there's no A there. There's no A on this design. But there is A on the blackboard. there's no A on this line, but there is A on the blackboard. The reason is nothing except this design is there on the blackboard. That's it. So like that. So same thing. Now when this car passing, you look at through the window door. Is it a cat? Cat runs away. Cat. Or car passes. So you don't label. Now here, similar analysis. You don't label car before it comes out. Before seeing anything passing through, you don't label car because you see nothing. There's no reason for you to label car running. You see. Car passing. You see. At the same time, the same second, you see the car, and your mind label car. That doesn't happen. That the same second doesn't happen because before your mind chooses this particular label car, you have to see something first. You have to see something before your mind, label car. What causes to that? You have to have the reason before. You have to have the reason before, and that means you have to see something before. You see, so what you see before is the base. So that phenomena. You see. Design like that, we can function to say to bring people, the shape, the particular shape and function. So that you need to see that first, which can be called car. So you see that first. You see, so therefore, the label car. It happened after. You see the base first, passing through. Then mind labeled car. So first you see the base, second time then you see the car. First you see the base, second time then you see the car. After you put the label. So therefore it is a hallucination that so same thing, you can use an example with person passing away, cat or dog or whatever you say, a motorcycle or whatever. in our view, in our daily life, you see, when a car passing, in our view, when we do not analyze, looks like the base, that phenomenon itself is the car, or on that base that is a car, on that base, either that itself is the car, or on that base there is a car there. And that is going, so which is totally hallucination, totally wrong view. There's no car there, there's no A on this design. Same, there's no car there. even though the car exists, but car is not there. So same thing on the air, the same thing is when we see air, looks like when we do not analyze, when we do not meditate, looks like I, looks like A, looks like A, looks like A is on that, looks like A is there, looks like A is there, you see, there. There means on that design, on that base. So that is total hallucination. So that is object to be repeated. That is object to be repeated. There's a there, not merely labeled mind. There's a there which can be found. If you look for, which can be found. You know, that is what's called object to be repeated. That is what we have realized empty. And that emptiness is the ultimate nature of the air. So, why that is false? Why that is false view? That seeing a there on that base is because if you look for where is it exactly, you know, on each line, if you look for, you cannot find. Even though all three lines, you know, this design, all three together, you know, even you cannot find a even on that, and that each piece is not a, even all together is not a. Because all together is the base, you see, with base to be labeled A. So that's not A. So now here you can see. So this helps to recognize our hallucination, everyday life hallucination, the false view. Then we know what we have to realize empty. What means empty? What is the meaning of emptiness? What is the thing that we have to realize empty? So then it becomes clear. Then practicing mindfulness, maintaining this, then it helps to not to able to control the emotional mind. It is almost impossible to rise in emotional thoughts, see, anger, attachment, all the delusion. So that means it doesn't motivate karma, cause of samsara, cause of the law realms. So it becomes incredible protection, source of happiness, peace, up to liberation, enlightenment for oneself, and also one cause to all sentient beings. The wisdom, Buddhist wisdom, then perhaps bodhicitta, then is able to say achieve enlightenment oneself and over cause other things and face enlightenment, so like that. Yeah. So I think so that took long time. So we stop there. So we break here. Then I'll do maybe a quickly. Queen Cougar. So I talk a long time. but if one really wants to meditate, practice, you know, want to have some development in this life, you know, some development, there's some realization or achievement. to have clear understanding of emptiness or to become closer to the realization of emptiness. So these techniques might help. Even though it doesn't involve philosophical many logics or many those terms or say you know many sort of numbers of say logics or this. The other very clear meditation that is the four the four the equity four sorry equity the four equity I'm trying to change my terms trying to change my language equity in ready for four types of appetite. I'm sorry. Anyway, the 4 points. I'll say. Analysis of the 4 points. So makes so when you do meditation on that, as it's explained in the text, that also makes many things clear. You know how the mind is not I. But usually people easy to think the mind is I. So how the mind is not I, so forth. Many things become clear from that, you know. But that's so breakdown.